You are about to hear the most interesting, informative, thought-provoking, opinion-leading, and funny show in America, on air and on the World Wide Web. This is The Rob Carson Show.
And by the grace of God, it is finally Friday. Friday, when you can go and start your second and third jobs to pay the rent and the groceries and the gas bill and all of that stuff. Welcome to it, kids. We've got a lot on the plate today. It is a mixed bag today. A lot of really bad. Some really good. And I'll try to do my level best to put it in perspective to you. The big news this morning, despite your outcries, despite your saying that you're sick and damn tired of all of the nonsense in Washington, D.C., despite the fact that the country is broke, we are $35 trillion in debt, and we are accruing another $1 trillion in debt every 100 days. The House passed a $1.2 trillion government funding package, the first in a series of steps to be taken to avert a partial government shutdown. I've been following the Twitter all day, and you know what was, trending, shut it down and don't pass it. All right, so the American people, not saying it's just Twitter, but the American people are saying, dear God, we've got to cut our spending. We're suffering here. Why in the hell can the government not do it? Why can the government not shut down the damn border like we've been asking them to do? Yesterday in El Paso, National Guard troops were overrun by illegals. That makes it military. This isn't a law enforcement issue anymore. That's a military issue. That's an invasion of our country. That means we're at war. It does. And the American people are beyond pissed about it. And yet these jackweeds today passed 286-134 to pass this on into the Senate. This is a Chuck Schumer spending bill, so they love it. And I got to tell you, I could give a rip about shutting the government down. Honestly, I wish they'd shut it down permanently, to be quite honest. I'm just done. Just the necessary services and done. I think most of us are. Marjorie Taylor Greene has filed a motion to oust Speaker Mike Johnson. Three sources with knowledge of the move told NBC News. So Johnson has been the speaker for 5 months. What has he done? Well, we're dithering with two impeachments, Joe Biden and Alejandro Mayorkas, while the border is still open, while we are panicking about our country with Chinese nationals and others coming across the border by the tens of thousands, 325,000 illegals flown from their host countries into the United States, into 50 cities. They won't say where they're from. They won't say where they're going. You got cities like New York City that they're putting up illegals in five-star hotels for months and months and months, giving them tens of thousands of dollars a month on gift cards for food while the people of New York are suffering. Do you hear the people saying? Apparently, they do not. They do not hear us saying. So I guess we're going to have to do a little bit more. I don't know what it's going to take. Is it going to take a million people in Washington, D.C., on the National Mall, camping out, shutting down the city? Is that what it's going to take? Because honestly, what else are we going to do? They're not listening. You would think after everything that we have been screaming about and all of the abuses and usurpations we've seen in the last 7 or 8 years, particularly in the last 3, that somebody in Washington, D.C. would be hearing us, and maybe even a majority of people would be hearing us, but they're not. And the vote for this budget, this minibus to hell, all it is a payoff. There's no shutting down the border in it. There's a hell of a lot of pork in it. Some of the other things in here, let's see. Oh, and this is what Chip Roy said, you know. Nobody should vote for this. They did it anyway. Now, this is all just small potatoes, by the way. $850,000 allocated for the LGBTQ senior housing. $400,000 allocated for Garden State Equality Education Fund. Trauma-informed strategies to support LGBTQ plus youth. What else? $500 million of funds appropriated for this act for the Defense Security Cooperation Agency in operations and maintenance. Defense-wide may be used to provide assistance to the government of Jordan to secure its border. But it's just your money. It's just what you work for. It's just, you know, you probably, if you weren't paying so much in taxes, you'd be able to put away some money for retirement. Maybe you'd be able to, I don't know, pay for your kids' education. But no. You send it off to the government, and Joe Biden forgives student loans for people who took them out. knowing that they signed the contract. And Joe Biden wants votes, so he just spends your money. It's campaign cash. He's spending your money. He is essentially using your money as a campaign donation to Biden 2024. That's what he's doing. There you go. Yeah, there you go. So there's where we are. We're going to touch on all of this. The number is 800-922-6680. 800-922-6680. Oh, and this is going to be a big surprise. You want to sit down for this because it'll really blindside you. Ronna McDaniel, after leaving the RNC, and thankfully, yes, because we finally have some people in the RNC who actually are listening to Republicans and actually want someone in who is not just, a tool of the state to put somebody in like her Uncle Mitt. Ronna McDaniel, are you ready for this? Guess where she's going next? You're thinking, I don't know, maybe she's going to go in the private sector. Maybe she's going to go work at a company. Maybe she's going to go to Utah or whatever the hell. No. She's going to go to work for NBC News. I know. I'm as shocked as you are.
Ronald McDaniel was bad for the GOP. Mm-hmm. She's the worst chairman in the party's history.
Yeah, she's not going to add to their pathetic ratings either.
Oh, Ronna, I'm glad you quit.
So she's going to go work at NBC, a network that is failing because nobody's watching NBC. Nobody's watching MSNBC. Nobody who matters. The American people are done with it and her. And every day that we go through another indignity, and this is what this passing of the spending bill in the House is. It's another indignity perpetrated on you and me. And we have to get up and we have to dust ourselves off. This is Steve Bannon this morning. Even though this did pass through the House, I want you to hear what he had to say.
And I got to tell you, this deficit in this budget is outrageous. It's going to be over $2 trillion. Mark my words, it's going to be over $2 trillion. And this is why this got to be fought. It's got to be stopped now. All these people said, oh, well, we need a bigger majority. We need to take the Senate. We need to get President Trump back in. You're going to hamstring President Trump on his economic plan. Get the new MAGA deal. Read it. You see exactly what he's going to do, how he's going to roll it out. You're going to hamstring that plan by passing this budget. This is what we got to fight. And you got to tell people, hey, you vote for this, you're done. You're done with, I'm done with you. I don't care what good they've done in the past. This is signal, not noise. A lot of guys get up there in these committees and do this and do that. You know, they ask tough questions. When it comes to money and power, they always roll over. This thing needs to be stopped. They're breaking the rules just to bring it to the floor. Need to stop that. Need to tell Biden, either shut down the border now or you're going to shut down your government and we'll get in a room over the weekend and you convince us of what you're going to do, executive orders and others, to shut down the border from the invasion. Once you do that, then we can talk about, you need the money to open your government back up.
Yeah, well, and they went ahead and bent over anyway. Even though you don't even care if the government shuts down, that you don't care. People are still going to get paid. There might be, just like when Barack Obama was in office, I remember I was living in Washington, D.C. when they shut down the government. The federal government already had signs printed up for all the national monuments that said, the Republicans shut down the government. This is the Republicans' fault because it's always been a political tool. And speaking of political tools, Republicans are political tools. And, you know, I would love to see, and I don't even care about Mike Johnson. I don't care about any embarrassment. I don't care what it's going to cost the House Republicans right now, because most of the, or a good share of the people in the House right now, Republicans, are not going to be in charge after November, because the Republican Party has already been taken over by Donald Trump and the people who support the MAGA movement. And it's growing massively, massively. And it's going to include more people than the Republican Party has included in a very long time. I've got some startling statistics on the number of Hispanics and black people who are coming to the Republican Party. And we are witnessing the last dying throes of the Bush-Cheney wing of the Republican Party. But they're still there. They are still there. And they come together despite what you and I say, despite you and I saying we've got to shut the damn border down, despite yesterday in El Paso, the National Guard being overrun by illegals, despite New York City descending into hell, San Francisco descending into hell, San Diego now descending into hell, despite illegals murdering their way through the United States and stealing, despite Venezuelan street gangs and squatters. I've got a story on a Venezuelan squatter who literally has come across the border and said, all you need to do is just like Hugo Chavez, just expropriate or appropriate abandoned properties. If somebody's not living there, you have the right to take it. Imagine if you did that. I got to tell you, I'm just tired of the United States being beeslapped by the third world. I really, 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 really am sick and damn tired of it. I put together a little montage. I want to play it for you. Again, the number is 800-922-6680.
This is as happy as I can possibly be, because these people came here to go fight for the hardworking American getting screwed by the swamp and by corporate cronyism, making health care unaffordable, making their streets unsafe, making it impossible to go buy a car affordably, and they're tired of it, and they want their country back.
Look just at Trump's policies. He is the consensus candidate that Joe Biden pretended to be. He's running where 70% of the American people are at. If you just look at policy, and the Democrats cannot stand that he has shown up and collected the working class that they abandoned. Mm-hmm. And so they have to invent outrage after outrage after outrage and lawfare and add everything on. They want him in jail. You're absolutely right, for having the chutzpah of showing up and representing the American people.
It is a 1776 moment right now. That's where we live right now. And you want to know, what does it mean to be a Republican today? It means we believe in the ideals of 1776. Ideals like freedom and merit and the pursuit of excellence. That you get ahead in this country, not on the color of your skin, but on the content of your character and your contributions. End affirmative action. End DEI. We are done with the nonsense. Send it back home.
We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living room. Yes. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone.
No.
I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to riot. I don't want you to write to your congressman, because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value. I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
And the shocker around the world was the start of the revolution. The Minutemen were ready on the moon.
Come on.
Take your powder, take your gun, report to General Washington. Hurry, men, there's not an hour to lose.
Yep. Well, we've got to be focused as the founders, and we now know that... At least we know that they are never going to help you and me out. They have their special interests in mind. They've exposed themselves. Stay focused as the founders. I've got good news on the way about Joe Biden's approval. It is in the tank. Some good news on, ivermectin is trending, oddly enough. This is a Friday edition of the Rob Carson Show.
The Rob Carson Show podcast is everywhere. Go to newsmax.com/listen for details.
So again, trending right now on Twitter is shut the government down. And honestly, we're beyond that at this point. Nobody cares if the government shuts down. It's not earth-shattering for anybody because right now, I think a larger share of the people view the federal government as more of a hindrance than a help to all of us. If you look at how the government has treated us the last 3 years, when you've got national emergencies, you've got local emergencies, East Palestine, anybody? Nobody in East Palestine or East Palestine, Ohio's gotten any money. It took Joe Biden a year to stop and do a campaign stop there, and then you got the southern borders wide open. The American people know what's going on there. You've got the Middle East is sitting in chaos. You've got us sending hundreds of billions of dollars to Ukraine, and people can't afford groceries. You know, it's kind of funny. Joe Biden's making a big deal out of making insulin affordable, and that's all great and everything. Sure, what the hell? But while we are considering, you know, lessening the cost of insulin against Big Pharma, our federal government made Big Pharma so ungodly rich is not even funny. We bought a vaccine that didn't work to the tune of hundreds of billions of dollars. Hundreds of billions of dollars spent on a vaccine that doesn't frickin' work. It never did. It didn't help prevent the spread. It didn't stop the spread. They said it made you feel better, but you know what? No, it never did. It was all a big fat lie. And it made Big Pharma super rich. And all the while, there were medicines that actually worked. Here's the good news today. Listen to this. The FDA has to remove all social media content and consumer advisories on ivermectin usage. Dr. Peter McAuliffe, who created the wellness company, a sponsor of this show, previously said the FDA should be sued for misleading the public by spreading misinformation on ivermectin's ability to treat COVID-19. And it looks like, yeah, it actually works. It worked beautifully. Did you realize that COVID-19 studies show a 62% lower risk in early treatment of COVID-19 patients of death, by the way? Yeah. And they made it covered up. You know why? Because it was cheap. It was the medicine they sent to Africa. You know, they sent it to Africa. And that's why the instance of COVID was so low in Africa. Did you know that? Yeah. The FDA loses its war on ivermectin, agrees to remove all social media posts and consumer directives regarding ivermectin and COVID, including its most popular tweet in FDA history. This landmark case sets an important precedent in limiting FDA overreach into doctor-patient relationship. And by the way, it exposed, this is a positive, it exposed, A, how medical organizations, doctors, hospitals, what their price is when it comes to covering up the truth for the government. And that's what we learned. They loved getting that sweet, sweet money. They got money when they put COVID on a death certificate as the death, even though it wasn't. They got money for every time that COVID they determined it was COVID. You go into the hospital for a broken ankle, they'd say, oh, we'll test you for COVID. Oops, looks like COVID. Then they get a big old bunch of money from the federal government. So at least we know now that our medical industry is every bit as corrupt as our federal government, as our DOJ, as our FBI, as the CDC, as the HHS. They're all corrupt. Our medical industry is bought and paid for. You thought the doctors, most doctors, were there to help you. A lot of them aren't. A lot of them aren't, because they would have rather pocketed the money. So now the FDA literally has to remove posts like, you are not a horse, you are not a cow. Seriously, y'all, stop it. Yeah, there you go. So they said that ivermectin didn't work, and it could have worked for so many people, and consequently, a lot of people died. And what radio host has been saying that, I don't know, since March of 2020? This guy. I said it would be exposed, and I was right. Let's take a break and come back. This is the Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. You know, everybody knows the next medical crisis just around the corner, whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's where the Wellness Company comes in. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust, and their new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID, even a bioweapon like a plague, the Wellness Company medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, antiparasitics on hand to make sure you and your family are safe from whatever the globalists throw at us next. Go to www.twc.health/Carson. Again, twc.health/Carson today and order. That's twc.health/Carson and use the promo code Carson to save 10%.
I think they have the votes to pass it, and that's because this is a Democrat bill. This is a Chuck Schumer House bill. It's the second half of the omnibus that Mike Johnson has allowed to happen, that Mike Johnson has led on, and he is being directed by Chuck Schumer. This is a disaster. This is something that every single Republican voter in the country is screaming against. This takes away every single ounce of strength and leverage that the House of Representatives have in this invasion that is happening at our border. That video that is shown right there, Joe Scarborough has something right. He has one thing right. This will be the fault of Mike Johnson for allowing this bill to happen and not fighting and defending our southern border.
I could give a rip what happens to the Republican Party right now if they decide they want to get rid of Mike Johnson and vacate the speaker position. I think it's time we put somebody in there who had some balls, and that includes somebody who may have not been born with them, like Marjorie Taylor Greene. You want to talk about somebody who's battle-hardened and battle-tested, Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's insane. She's a denier. Oh, bullcrap. She's been telling the truth about everything. And just because you hate her because she's effective, you guys on the left, just because you hate her and you think she's somehow radical or whatever, she has balls. Major, massive BD energy. And I think you know what I'm talking about. Elise Stefanik. Byron Donalds. He was born with them. Hell yeah. Honestly, I'm tired of these well-groomed, you know, insider country club Republicans, and I was wrong about Mike Johnson. I thought Mike Johnson, he's always there in the hearings with Jim Jordan. He's always saying the right thing. He's always doing this and that. And what do we got? Where are we now? Unbelievable. We have to just focus. We have to win. We have to come together, all of us. We see it. We know in Washington, D.C., they're not going to do it. They're not going to do it for us, not before Donald Trump becomes the president again. And they're going to do everything they can. They're throwing everything at it right now. Letitia James is doing her level best to, it's kind of funny. I was hearing Kevin O'Leary talking about, you know, when you file bankruptcy in New York as a major real estate developer, it takes years before the government can seize a property. But they're doing it in less than 30 days for a bond to appeal a bad decision by a crooked judge who would not allow evidence to be presented. There was no victim in this case. He had literally his banks, Deutsche Bank, testify in favor of Donald Trump. This is just the fulfillment of a campaign promise by an evil dictatorial AG. That's it. And if you're down with it on the left because you want to take Donald Trump down, you've sold your soul. There's something very, very wrong with you. And you can cackle and you can laugh and you can think it's cute and all that. But you in New York City, you in New York State, who are laughing about this, you're standing on a pile of crap. You're sitting on a throne of crap because 50% of New Yorkers want to leave New York City, a glorious city with a great past, ethnic neighborhoods, greatest pizza in the history of mankind. The idiots in charge even want to get rid of wood and coal-fired pizza ovens that make the best pizza on earth. So honestly, as long as you have bleep holes like this in charge of New York, boycott and divest New York. That's it. Don't go to New York City. Sorry, if 50% of your population want to leave, why should I want to come there? Why should I want to come there? Get your act together. Take this woman, get this woman out of office, have her disbarred, have this Judge Ingeron disbarred, clean up the city, get rid of these illegals in the sanctuary city nonsense, in the spending on hotel rooms for illegal aliens to come, let the police actually do their jobs and kick some major ass. Then we might consider coming back to New York City. But in the meantime, no, forget about it. Forget about it. And if she tries to take a Trump property, 100,000 people need to go there. Whether that's Trump Tower, which is she's been slobbering over since she got into office, 100,000 people in front of it. Maybe 500,000 people in front of it. Maybe a trucker's strike. Maybe we need about 30,000 truckers in New York and Manhattan clogging up the streets, just like they did in Ottawa. Maybe we need to do something like that. Maybe they need to go to Bedminster and surround it with people as human shields so they can't get in. Something's got to be done about it. Something has got to be done about it. And if you think this is great because your side is winning, sooner or later, your side is going to lose. And sooner or later, for lack of a better term, your chickens are going to come home to roost. Unbelievable. This is Chip Roy talking about this bill. It's in the Senate now. I'm not sure what we can do, but I know the number's the same. If you want to call, it's 202-225-3121. 202-225-3121. Or you can do 202-224-3121. All right? There you go. I was thinking this morning, you know, if you think about the United States government, we are $35 trillion in debt. We are borrowing money on nothing but our children's future. Medicare and Medicaid are effectively $175 trillion in debt. That's the unpaid, unfunded mandate of Medicare and Medicaid. And I'm thinking here that maybe the United States government, to continue to borrow like this, is overestimating the value of its properties. I'm serious. 100% serious. Somebody is lying about the value of the United States of America right now to put us in this kind of debt. And so what I would recommend is that we seize the White House and put it up for auction. How's that sound? Woo! Clearly, the United States government is overvaluing our assets because we're headed to bankruptcy. Maybe it's time to start seizing properties. Wouldn't that be a good idea? I saw a Babylon Bee headline this morning about Donald Trump. Donald Trump, hold on, let me see if I can find it here. Oh, yeah. Trump sneaks back into the White House, invokes squatters' rights. Wouldn't that be awesome? Oh, my God, wouldn't that be great? You know what would be even better? If they made Donald Trump the Speaker of the House and they removed Joe Biden and Kamala Harris because of the open border, a treasonous act, while they lied to you and I and said that the border was closed, while they told you, Kamala Harris said she was the border czar, she said that it was climate change that was doing it, she went down on the Northern Triangle to try to find the cause of it, and all the while, the DHS, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, paying for all of this. They paid for the $10 million to come in. They literally are the Darien Gap, bringing people in, paying NGOs tens of billions of dollars to bring them up into our country, fly them into our country, put them up in hotels, put them up in government facilities like this massive tent city on Long Island. Yeah, remove them from office. Remove, impeach, and remove. Then who comes to president? Oh, yeah, Speaker of the House. Wouldn't that be cool? I know I'm thinking out loud. Oh, it would be so disruptive and awful and awesome. I mean, it would be so disruptive and awesome. And we need things to be shaken up in Washington, D.C. They need to know how serious we are. And we are about as serious as you can get. 1,000%. Let's go to Sean in Live Oak, California. Hello there, Sean. Welcome to the Rob Carson Show. What's going on?
Yeah, greetings from West Lib Tardy. How are things going, General Bloodbath?
General Bloodbath is doing well. How are you, Commander Bloodbath?
Yeah, fine.
What's up?
Well, I was listening to Armstrong and Getty, and they were stating the results of this study that for all the measures that they took for COVID, that for every person that was supposedly saved from COVID, 100 people died because of the measures.
Yeah. Oh, I don't doubt that at all. You look at the federal government, they used COVID, and I said this, I read this piece in March of 2020, and I said that this would be the greatest scam in the history of the world. The COVID scam would be the greatest history in the history of the world. And I knew this. You know how? Because I did my research, and every night at the car dealership, I remember I was working at the car dealership, and there was all this, they were showing originally footage of people in Beijing just falling down dead, right? And I'm thinking, oh my God, if this gets over here, it's going to be terrible. And so, you know, there were people at the dealership, and my friend Sam had a cough. I said, you better go home, dude, and all that. And every night I decided to go up to the biggest hospital in Johnson County, Kansas, which you think is, oh, podunk. No, it's not. It's a big hospital. There's a lot of money in Johnson County, not where I live. But I would go there every night just to see the emergency room completely overrun with COVID patients. And not one single time. And I started posting pictures, and I went into the emergency room, and I got taken down from Twitter. I had all of my friends in Washington, D.C. tell me that I was dangerous because I was denying this and all that. And look where we are now. They said you couldn't take ivermectin. It could have saved thousands, maybe tens of thousands of people. And they lied to us about it, and they took away doctors' ability to treat patients for COVID, so they'd have to take a vaccine that was already in the pipeline and then enrich their buddies in Big Pharma while Americans died, Sean. This is unbelievable. This is why I say we're going to have some sort of tribunals for the people who did this to the American people.
Well, the other thing I wanted to add, this is sort of typical, the Democrats don't care about metrics or actually checking to see how a measure is working. All they're concerned with is supporting a narrative.
I know, exactly, 100%, and it was exposed to us. It was exposed to us. They used COVID to shut down the country, to shut down schools, to usher in changes in state legislatures with regard to mail-in ballots. I can go on and on and on, but clearly this is beginning to come out. I've been saying it all along. I have been maligned. I've been taken off social media. And sooner or later, the people who did this to us are going to have to be held to account. Sean, I appreciate it. Thanks for the phone call, bro. Thanks for the phone call. There are a lot of scammers. I was telling you about these squatters. And I got some audio from a Venezuelan squatter. And he comes in, and you know, some of these guys are arrogant. Some of them had had babies here, and they're getting $2,500 a month or more for welfare for the baby. And they're putting up TikTok videos bragging about it. And they're saying you should be able to appropriate a home that doesn't have somebody living in it. That's what Hugo Chavez did. With farms, with buildings, that's what he did. That's what they think they can do here. Oh, I can't wait till the day they are kicked the hell out of our country. But we have to deal with it now. And there are people in our country also who want to use the equity on your home and want to take the title of your home. These are virtual squatters. They forge signatures, they fake deeds. And before you know it, somebody's got a lien on your house. Maybe somebody's got a home equity on your house. How do you find out if somebody is trying to do that to your home? Well, maybe already has. You go to Home Title Lock. HomeTitleLock.com. You sign up for free. You get a free comprehensive scan of your home's title. 30 days of legendary Home Title Lock protection, absolutely free. Here's the code. Write it down, okay? It is HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Carson. That's easy. HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Carson. Get that free scan. Get signed up for their legendary home title protection. You will not regret it. I have it on my home. I've had it on my home for several years. HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Carson. Here is Chip Roy talking about the bill that made it through the House this morning. That you literally, they unveiled it yesterday morning at 2:30 in the morning. Our Congress unveiled it at 2:30 in the morning, and you're supposed to get 72 hours to read it. And there were enough Republicans to pass this through. And you never even had a chance to call about it. You never had a chance to say, in this nonsense, nothing. They did it, just like they always have. Nothing has changed since Mike Johnson became the Speaker. Nothing has changed. He's Kevin McCarthy. Essentially, he is Kevin McCarthy. Here's Chip Roy.
And made sure every member of Congress feels the pain that they should not vote for this bill. And if we can somehow stall this bill out today, because it's going to take, it's being put up on suspension of the rules, which, by the way, is a travesty. It's being put up with less than 24 hours to read it, which is a travesty.
Unbelievable.
It busts the caps, which is a travesty, funds the FBI headquarters, doesn't secure the border, funds the World Health Organization.
Screw the FBI headquarters.
I can keep going. Earmarks in it for abortion facilities in the Northeast. Just total abomination. We should oppose it. It takes two-thirds of the House to pass it.
Well, it's already passed the House. It's in the Senate now. So I'm not sure what we can do. We just have to make it known, make them know, we're not going to live like this anymore. We're not going to get along anymore. We are not just going to be instruments of taxation and revenue. That's it. We've got to put our feet down and we've got to say, we're done, we're done, we're done. And maybe that starts with trying to stop this in the Senate. I doubt it's going to happen. But definitely, new Speaker of the House, I don't care what the political consequences are. I don't care if the Democrats screech and yell and, oh my God, look at they're making fools of themselves. Don't even care. Put somebody in there or put their foot down. We've waited a hell of a long time for it. We thought it was going to be Mike Johnson, and it turns out he's just like the rest of them. Let's take a break and come back. This is the Rob Carson Show. It's a Friday, thank goodness. Now, we do have some good news coming up, and I really don't like to... I don't like to come off as strident or angry, but honestly, there's a point where you are, you know, I know the suffering that people are going through. I've been through it. I lost everything. I mean, recently, I'm the only host, nationally syndicated host, who literally was nearly homeless just a few years ago. I mean, literally selling my most valuable possessions, which weren't much, by the way. Just to pay the rent. That was what it was. That was me. That was me like 5 years ago because I was at the end of it. I was at the end of it all. And I know what it's like when you're desperate, when you, right now, the American people are spending $1,100 or more a month just to pay for the average, you know, to get by. Where does that leave you if you make 35 grand? What if your household income is 50, 60 grand? And the cost of a home now, the cost of a home is now double what it used to be. Rent has gone up dramatically. I've got some news. Mortgage foreclosures up 50%. But, you know, it's kind of weird. Home sales are up. You know why that is? Do you want to know why home sales are up? Because large corporations like BlackRock are buying them. And by 2030, they're going to own 40% of the homes in America. This is by design. This is by design. But the positive is, right now, Donald Trump is on the verge of the largest political movement and political victory in American politics that we've seen in our lifetime. The bad news is the deep state is doing everything it can to take him down, including four political indictments out of the White House, bought and paid for by you and me. There's some news that I'm reading this morning. It looks like there's a good chance that Aileen Cannon might dismiss the classified documents case. Now, wouldn't that be something? Yeah, there's that possibility. And then there's this. Listen to this. The Democrat Party thought that opening the southern border would suddenly make Hispanics love them. Well, guess what? Hispanics who come across the border want to work, want to live the American dream. They want to have that Ford F-350. They want to have a crew to do drywall. I'm not saying just drywall and the construction and all that. But the American dream isn't picking lettuce and blowing leaves like Nancy Pelosi thinks it is. And guess what? Hispanics and black people are turning to Donald Trump.
Now, you might think, you know, that Hispanic voters might be the types of folks who would have a backlash against Donald Trump's
This is CNN.
Remarks, right? Ain't the case. If you ask Hispanic voters, who do they trust more on border security and immigration?
Who?
Overwhelmingly, they trust Donald Trump more by a tremendous margin. Look at that, 49% to 24%.
What?
And that is
49 to 24?
In line with what we're seeing in the polls in general amongst Hispanics, right? Joe Biden won them overwhelmingly back in 2021 and by over 20 percentage points. Democrats normally carry them overwhelmingly. If you look at the polling right now, and an average of polling amongst Hispanic voters, who do they choose in the ballot test? It's barely Biden, about Biden by about 2 points. It would be the smallest margin for any Democratic candidate among Hispanic voters. basically throughout history since we started polling the gosh darn thing. So the fact is, at this point, there's no backlash, and at this point, I don't see one coming.
It's because Hispanics are proud to be here. They're proud to be American. Many of them are coming here to work and live the American dream, and they realize that Joe Biden is making America into a nightmare. Let's take a break and come back. This is the Rob Carson Show. I don't know if you've noticed lately, but things are pretty volatile in this country. A lot of people are having to come back out of retirement to work. That number's gone up 400% because we don't know which way the stock market's going to go, which way interest rates are going to go. Silver has historically been considered a safe haven asset during times of market volatility. When uncertainty rises, investors often turn to precious metals like silver to prepare wealth and hedge against economic instability. Physical silver provides you with a tangible asset that you can hold on to in your hand. CSN Mint has been providing certified U.S. Mint collectible coins and precious metals for over 20 years, and they are one of the most trusted names in tangible coin assets. Every product you purchase includes the original certificate of authenticity or is certified and graded by a third-party grader to ensure origin and purity. With CSN Mint, you can build your silver and gold coin collection with confidence. And if you're going to collect something, it might as well be money itself, right? So go to csnmint.com/newsmax. Use promo code Newsmax, and you'll get one free silver eagle over $30 in value with your purchase of $75 or more. Browse the entire catalog at csnmint.com/newsmax and find out what works for you, your budget, and your family. That's csnmint.com/newsmax and use promo code Newsmax, okay? All right, so second hour of the show is going to be epic. Peter Schweizer joins us. New movie, Blood Money, Why the Powerful Turn a Blind Eye While China Kills Americans. That's going to be a gigantic. Don't go anywhere. And Donald Trump, the threat of taking his properties and fighting back. We'll get an update on that in the second hour of the show. Don't go anywhere, kids.